Greyhound Dogs. I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
I'm Trevor Hankins.
I'm Julia Cannon.
I'm Rachel Wells.
And you're on the air with Power Squared. This week, we're going to talk about issue number 20, Mission of Stanistan, Part 1, that comes out on Wednesday, March 13th.
Hey.
And these are the people that worked on it. So, hey, it's great.
We did? No.
Yeah, always there for us, Julia. Appreciate it.
If you're watching this on YouTube, it came out today.
That's right. Yes, that's true. So, what do we remember about? What did we like about? Hype it up.
It is very much a departure from standard Power Squared.
How so?
Well, pardon my French, but stuff gets real. Well, it's like we have the military involved, and there's like weapons of mass destruction potentially, maybe.
Uh-huh.
No spoilers.
Yeah.
The stakes have been raised as.
There's high stakes this time.
Yeah.
So I think regular readers will find it very exciting. Even if you're not a regular reader, you'll probably find it exciting.
Right.
It was like when I was looking through the panels the first time, like I had the boys had the look of like, okay, I know the government was after us, but I didn't know the government was after us. Like, what the heck? I'm just trying to pass geometry here, man.
Yep.
Or whatever college course, whatever math course they set up on, I don't know.
Marty and Eli are like, are you the FBI agents listening to us?
For I remember when we first came up with this storyline years ago, I took some, we were brainstorming, I took some inspiration from Metal Gear.
Right.
Yeah, I could see that with, especially with like the, like how the boys' attire were and just how everything was laid out. I'm like, huh. Is it either Rambo or Metal Gear? I don't know which one it is yet.
What was the bandana?
Yeah, Rambo for Rambo because of the headband, and I was like, okay, yeah.
So a little more action than normal.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
For the
some tactical espionage action, if you will.
Well, it kind of.
Like, are we really going to hire a bunch of teenagers to do this job? Yes. Yes, we are.
They actually have certain powers that would make it kind of, easy to get in.
Listen, if they can make Shinji get in the robot, they can make Marty and Eli take on weapons of mass destruction. All right?
No, okay. No. That makes sense.
perfect sense.
So. I also liked how when we were showed this the first time, when we were talking about it the first time when it was in production, we were just like, it's kind of funny how we were playing Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes while we were also bringing up this next issue.
Like, that's true. That was around that time, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. So when we looked at it going like, did you write the script in like 2 minutes because of? And you're like, no. I'm like, okay, I'll take your word for it.
No. These scripts have been around for a while. Everything is.
Oh, how the turns tables.
Yes. No, it was kind of, it kind of seemed like something that might happen.
Yeah.
If you had superpowers, they might ask you to do something kind of dangerous.
It's like boys, you have been getting superpowers. For what do you think that a bomb was not going to get involved in your lives at one point?
It'd be silly not to think that. Really. I mean, yeah. Yeah, and I think the cover is really good, by the way. Even though it's,
I think it came out looking really good. It was this issue was especially interesting to draw because of all of the army stuff. I had to learn how to draw, like, especially helicopters, that one, like, car they drive through the desert.
Yeah.
How to make various buildings, exterior and interior, look legitimately like it might be used by a government. It was a departure from what I'm used to.
Now,
we challenge our artists in this trade.
Wasn't your dad or something kind of in the military or have something to say about it?
Yeah, so funny enough, when I was like trying to do coloring and stuff, I think I just wanted to like a bit like of two cents at that moment just because I was working on it. So like my dad was coming in to grab some stuff and then I get, hey dad, can you look at this for me for a second? And then he gave me like a bit of like a 2 second like explanation of like, oh yeah, you using this color seems on point because like this guy looks like a sergeant or like I forgot like the wording he used exactly, but he explained to me, he's like, yeah, you might want to go with this palette more because by the looks of it they look like they're more in charge in this department and you might want to use these colors. And I'm like, okay, fair enough, I'll listen to you. Like, is it because of his military expertise or the stuff he's been watching on TV, who knows?
Was he in the military?
Yes, he was. And then I believe, like obviously at one point he was like honorably discharged, but he used to tell me stories of like how when would he be like go to other bases in other countries and like stuff he would do. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, one story he would always tell me in the military. Two of them actually. One, Julia, if you can, always do sit-ups before you go to bed just to get your exercise in. And the other one is always have clean socks. I don't know whether he got that from Forrest Gump or because of his experience, but he always told me, he's like, the one thing important in the military is always have clean socks. And I'm just like, I feel like just more of a life experience than a military thing, but go off, I guess.
But fungus is real, man.
That's right.
I'm sorry?
Fungus is real, man. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, he's not wrong in both of those regards, but yeah. Those are like the two things whenever he would talk about his military days, he would always, like, one advice he would always tell us to the entire family is, like, always have a clean pair of socks. And I'm just like, you know what? Fair.
That must come from experience.
And make sure they're dry. And I'm like, okay, that is also fair.
And I think we purposefully gave the guy in charge, General Isaiah Hogarth.
I was watching Iron Man at that point. Iron Giant or something.
That's exactly what I thought.
Hogarth is from
like
Iron
Hogarth.
Giant.
Hogarth.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that? You got a problem with Iron
Giant? Nothing. I'm just like, when he said Hogarth, I just remember how the dude, the dude who was like trying to call this kid out, going like Hogarth. And I'm just like, why? Out of all those scenes, that's the one that stuck in my head.
Yeah, we gave him sort of.
Where's the robot, Mansley?
We sort of gave him a Eisenhower era kind of uniform.
Yeah.
Kind of on purpose, kind of a throwback to. I think he wore sort of what was not considered officer stuff. He kind of wore what was more. Enlisted man kind of stuff. So we kind of went with that.
For it works.
General Hogarth. Yes, yeah, so I guess we'll have to work in a big robot in some issue and have him come back. Huh? Never throw away a character.
Yeah.
We had this reviewed, which I also shared on the Discord, and it's also on the website. He kind of misconstrued the relationship between Marty and Mocha,
right?
Because he thought they were just, you know, making out finally. And we were trying to avoid having them be naked. So, anyway, it's a little more serious than just making out. I appreciate the guy reviewing it, though. But sometimes I think he misses things. But hey. I guess because I know it better. I know the history behind it. It's spring break, and this is what they end up doing, as opposed to hanging out with their friends and all that.
Yeah. Wait, did y'all pick it on purpose that it's coming out right around when spring break would be?
That is true.
Yeah, that was just sort of dumb luck, I think, as far as buying it.
Very convenient timing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that was, I wasn't even thinking. After a while, you stop thinking about spring break because you don't get to.
That's
true.
But yeah, no, just it's. I think it's supposed to be kind of a little later, maybe in the around Easter, I think, or whatever. That's when I was thinking their spring break was.
It's usually spring break's either like on the week of Easter or maybe the week before. I think it just depends.
Before or after, usually.
Yeah. Because I remember. Like, yeah. It was like near the week of like Good Friday and like Easter Sunday or something like that.
Yeah. Did you have any?
Wasn't it you guys told me that you're originally going to have either this arc or the next be around? Then you decided against.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
I think you guys told me you originally wanted this either this arc or next arc to take place around the holidays.
Yeah, the next one. But then that seemed to have like moved it too far too quickly. Like going from spring break to Christmas seemed like a big, you know, leap in time.
That's right.
So the idea was the parents would come at Christmas to visit them as, and so now we just made it in sort of a
parent.
That's the next story arc. You brought it up.
They have parents?
Yeah, hard to believe. Most people do. So that'll be another time to talk about that. But
coming soon.
So it just seemed too quick to go to Christmas break. You know?
Yep. Makes sense.
Yeah. So we decided to hold back and have it be
Julia's lights are being spooky.
Yes. You got to pay the bill.
That's probably my uncle. It's fine. Oh, gosh, no.
You got something you want to say?
I was going to say, like, I could imagine, like, after spring break, like, they meet up at the cafe after, and then Kirby's just like, so what'd you guys do during the break? They're just like,
nothing.
You see, like, their life just like flashing before their eyes, just like, like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah,
war flashback.
What's that one song that's used for every like Vietnam flashback meme?
Grab the table and look. So I mean, I guess I'll ask the question: do you guys do anything exciting on your spring breaks?
Sleep,
yeah.
Gosh, what was my last spring break? I don't even remember. I went to Florida because,
all the way from Georgia?
Spring break central.
Yeah.
I was in Georgia at that point for sure.
Yeah. I don't think I ever.
What do y'all do? You're in your spring break.
I don't think I ever really went anywhere on spring break.
Not really?
Really?
Yeah, I remember being in my, I have an odd sort of family. I have an older half brother who lived in Florida at the time, and I was like 12 years old, and went to visit him during spring break, for school and spring break for the colleges. And of course, being 12 and around college kids is not necessarily a lot of fun. They don't seem to talk to you or anything, but I do remember just lots of people everywhere on the beaches in Florida. It was like Orlando or someplace. Not Orlando, it was further south, but anyway, it was sort of that was my
a real classy experience. Part of Florida.
Yeah,
I think I remember with me, this was like near like high school spring breaks. At one point, my mother she would always get like these vouchers or something to stay at Vegas for free for a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So like sometimes. Like, we used to stay, like, I remember one time we stayed for, like, more than the weekend, during the spring break. So I think that was, like, the most, like, quote-unquote fun I had going to, just doing something on spring break. But then again, I was a kid, so there wasn't much I could do in Vegas without an adult anyway. So it was kind of redundant.
Yeah.
But, I think that's the most, like, traveling I've done during, like, the time I don't have to go to school.
Yeah, I don't think I really, during college, I don't think I went anywhere.
It's like midterms killed you so much, you're just like, I'm gonna sleep.
You just gotta sleep, man.
I
don't remember ever having anybody say, hey, let's go blah blah, let's go,
The movies lied to us.
They did. The movies always lie, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you watched movies in the 50s, you thought that everybody went to nightclubs and suits and tuxes and drank.
Everyone thought if you ducked under a desk, it would protect you from nuclear holocaust.
You have to bring Iron Giant back.
Second cover? Yeah. Did you guys ever actually have duck and cover drills?
Just like earthquake chills, that's about it.
Yeah,
just California.
I remember, of course, many years ago when I was in first grade, we had duck and cover for nuclear, which is sort of, you think about it, you know, it's, I guess it's kind of like now they have active shooter drills for kids in school, but it just seemed like end of the world kind of prep. And they had us go out in the hall by a bunch of windows and then, you know, do the little duck and cover thing. You think all that glass would, you know, cut us to shreds?
It's like by the time the glass breaks, you don't really have time to process the duck and cover part.
Yeah.
I assume just like.
But it's a weird thing to think about. They were preparing you for the end of the world, or the end of your world.
Eh.
Yeah.
The ways that we cope with uncertainty in the face of doom, potential doom. Very interesting.
Yeah. But I don't remember being scarred by it or anything. Like, what's the purpose of going to school if we're all going to blow up? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, at least you don't have to do that Brook report.
That's right. I didn't read Dick and Jane.
At least that essay isn't due.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember doing it for very long in school.
The book reports or the drills?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover drill. I mean, it was like maybe 1 or 2 years or something.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can remember so long ago. Anyway.
It's kind of funny. This isn't the last thing I'll say. Duck and cover, we laugh about it now. Like, what was that going to protect us from? Like, active shooter drills, when you think about them, the shooter is doing those drills. So, like, they're going to know how to get around them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes, that's true. There's a whole lot of, that's a whole rabbit hole we could go down. And I don't think that's really what this podcast is about.
So abolish drills.
In issue 20, Marty Neal tries to stop potential doom.
That's
rogue nation.
That's right.
Tell us in the comments if you had duck and cover drills and or what you do during spring break.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God.
It's got off on a weird tack.
I mean, isn't that what podcasts are for? You talk about one thing and you just go on a tangent to something else.
It's my mistake. I asked if you had any memory. I blame myself.
Gosh. So, is that about
the premiere? Power Square, the premier comic book theme podcast.
Now, okay, just before we sign off, this is drops March 13th.
Yes.
It'll be available through powersquarecomicbook.com/the campus store. It'll be available in digital and print through Indie Planet, Ardith Merrick, Global Comics, and Kindle.
Yeah,
of course.
Hey.
So I just want to throw that in there in case somebody's actually watching this going, how can I buy it? And there'll be a link, of course, in the video.
Yeah.
So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
I'm Trevor Hankins.
I'm Julie Cannon.
And I'm Rachel Wells.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared. Bye.
Bye.